Hello and welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. I'm Sean, Noob of All Trades. In this series, I'm reading and reacting to Dragons of Deceit, the new Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman novel in the Dragonlance series. In this episode, I will do Chapter 28 and 29. Chapter 28. They all wake up. Destina is still merry. Saber tries to talk to Taz about that. Initially, he thinks that she didn't tell the truth. Then he realizes that Taz refuses to believe the truth. The dragon gets frustrated and flies off again. Destina wakes up, and she and Taz discuss it again, before Taz goes to wash up in a nearby stream. When he returns, Saber and Destina are talking. They come to the conclusion that Taz is hopeless when it comes to seeing the truth about Mary / Destina. They continue their journey to Palanthas. While flying, Destina's fear starts to come true. She feels the spell wearing off. It happens in the mountains and takes some time to find a safe landing spot. She panics and rushes away when they finally do. Taz witnesses the transformation, well, the after effects again, and also loses Mary again. Saber offers to take him home. He refuses. During the night, he wakes up when he hears voices. He searches for the sources and again finds Saber and Destina talking. She says she's leaving and wants Saber to take care of Taz. She tells him that, quote-unquote, Mary is gone and he should never expect to see her again. Taz misinterprets this as a threat. Destina and Saber fight, with him invoking the name of her father and asking her if she will feel proud of herself and tell him, her father, what she did. She feels guilt again as he puts all of her sins out for her to bear. She goes back to Taz, who went back to the camp to pretend to sleep, and apologizes to him while she thinks he's sleeping. He can only think of the threat he heard. He waits for her to leave, and then follows after her. Chapter 29. Ungar fully recovered from the dwarf's torture. While he waits for Destina to come back with the Grey Gem, he works in his store. As expected, he intends to double-cross her and keep the gem for himself. He considered traveling into the future, but A, doesn't know if that works, and B, he figures that the threats in the future would easily dispatch him. Instead, he wants to start a business, charging people to fix mistakes that they made in the past. If she tries to keep the device, he decides, he will blackmail her. In the meantime, his current business is doing well. And, while he contemplates all of this, two black-robed mages enter the shop. They search his shop. He tries to convince them that he possesses the Hand of Vecna. He honestly isn't sure if it is or it isn't, but he doesn't want to take the chance himself, in case not. He continues to talk as they search. Eventually, they stop and turn to face him. He tries to turn tail and hide. They tell him that he needs to go speak with Dalimar at the tower. While they don't mind using force, they doubt that he would enjoy that very much. He relents and goes willingly, quote-unquote. But he does try to stall, and they push him along. Weis and Hickman tell the story of the tower and the haunted grove outside that acts as a ward against intruders. A wizard threw himself from the top of the tower to the spiked fence and cursed the grove. It remained empty for a long time. Then our old, quote-unquote, friend Raistlin came along to claim the tower. Leaders of the town tried to ask Dalimar to move the tower when he took over. He refused, so the tower and the grove remain as this blight on the town of Palanthas, as they see it. The tower and the grove works the curse as he approaches, and he asks for a fear charm. The wizards refuse. They toss him into the grove. The banshees and other undead torment him until he falls to the ground in a fit of shrieking and wailing. Dalimar finally arrives to confront him. He tells Ungar that he found the clock set to the year 383 and the horrors that he saw in that year. He then talks about going 1 year earlier and seeing things the same as the present, more or less. He gives Ungar another chance to come clean, reminding him that the last time he refused to talk. Hopeless, Ungar agrees to cooperate this time. Ungar tells him that he also saw the altered world. When Dalimar asks about the how, he still considers lying. But, trapped in the grove, with Dalimar most likely already aware, he again relents. Dalimar disdainfully recounts Ungar's journey. Ungar cowardly defends himself by claiming he was acting to save the world. Dalimar calls his bluff. Ungar nearly tells him about the device, then stops. Dalimar again calls his bluff. Ungar blurts out about the device and calls out Destina's plan. He again tries to appeal by claiming to save the world. Dalimar ignores him and imprisons him in a dungeon where he leaves him to rot. And now for my reaction. So, to me, it looks like Saber gets sick of Destina's dishonesty and Taz's naivete. I think that the latter stems from the former. The dragon seems genuinely concerned about Taz's well-being, and frankly, at this point, gives zero quote-unquote F's about Destina. So he continues to protect Taz and try to limit Destina's damage. He realizes that quote-unquote saving her at this point is useless. He makes one last-ditch effort by appealing to her Salamnic nature and respect for her father, but she is too far gone at this point. Her grief went unchecked for too long and now consumes her. At the risk of making this too personal, I know all too well about that. In 1 year, my father passed away, and then my young nephew. I worked overnights at the time. My wife took the phone call both times. Yes, this happened so long ago that we only had a landline. So she took the calls and contacted me at work, one by driving in and one by calling, to tell me. Both deaths, obviously, shook me. Plus, happening so close together, they broke me. I didn't know it at the time, and I don't think that I knew it very well in the years that followed. I never went to such drastic measures as Destina, of course, but I spiraled pretty hard. Just a fog of depression for the better part of 5 years. Looking back now, I see what should have been obvious at the time. But as we see in Destina, grief blinds you. So I wonder if that's why I couldn't get into the book as much as the older ones. Having experienced my own grief, my brain tried to protect me from the pain of the memories. I know that for years I refused to watch the Buffy the Vampire episode, The Body. We only recently watched it again after I sorted some shit out a couple of summers ago. Wow, okay. I never meant for this to be therapy, but here we are. I mean, after all that, who gives a shit what happens to Ungar? Or, maybe, after all that, please just get back to the book. Either way, that chapter basically only serves to insert Dalimar as a major instead of supporting character. It also gave Weiss and Hickman a chance to tell the story of the history of Palanthas again. To that end, they succeeded. But, as I look ahead to the end of the book, and my final assessment, I still think the book is mostly underwhelming. In the pantheon of books, I put it solidly at the bottom. Honestly, I can't think of another book or story I'd rather read less than this one. I certainly will not read this one again. I thought about saying 10 or 20 years later like I did with the other ones, but I may never read this book again, ever. But, let's save that for the end of the book in a couple of weeks. I really wish I knew how to navigate this new age of the internet. I want to know if anyone else feels the same way that I do, or if it is mainly because of my baggage. Oh well, maybe now that the series is out there, people will discover it, and we can get a dialogue going later on. As they say, the internet is forever. In any case, thanks for listening. If you haven't already, you can find us at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles, there's a link to our socials, including the YouTube, where I've put up some videos. I'm going to put another one up today about the daily RPG calendar. I also did a Mario video that's gained almost 100 views, so I want to try to do another Mario video. Try to get more views for our Mario in March. It's been tough doing things lately because our calendar is getting busy again with spring coming, but hopefully I can sit down this weekend or at some point and record another Mario video, do the 16-bit this time. I will be back on Thursday with Chapter 30. And then again on Sunday with 31. That pretty much puts us on schedule, as I've said, to be done with the book by the end of the month. And I put together a schedule for Ready Player One, the next book that I'm going to read in the Noobs Book Club. I will talk to you again on Thursday. See you then. Bye, guys.
We are...